Gratz, how are we doing? Where, what's, how is the household handling things?
That's not bad. I'm just laying in bed with Gabe here. Say hi, Gabe. Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Gabe.
Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, we're working. What are you doing?
What are you doing, Gabe?
Or what are you going to do today? What do you got going today?
Yeah, what are we going to do today? We're going to do more. Well, we did arts and crafts yesterday. What are we going to do today?
Play bingo.
It's a video game you like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Now, before we let Gabe go, Gabe, I see Dad put you in quite the fisherman outfit. You got to go out there
Gabe,
with Dad.
You want to tell him about your new fishing waders for fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like them?
Yeah.
Yeah? We'll get to use them now that the weather's warming up, thank God.
Yeah.
At least there'll be, some nice days coming up in the next week here.
Well, we were talking earlier. Are you still fishing? Because I know that you started it and you fell in love with it and then you were doing it a bunch. Are you still going out as often?
Oh yeah, been going out all the time. Yeah, it's been good. I went out last week, and you know, throughout the winter I usually go, but with the schedule being so busy and usually on my off weeks when I'm here and I'm not traveling, I'll go out, but my off weeks always landed on the weeks where it was 20 below, so there's no chance. It was just tough to get out through the winter, but now that we have some nice weather coming up here in the spring, I'll just enjoy the outdoors a little bit more and get out of this, get out of the basement.
I hear you.
You know, I kind of feel sorry for the kids, like, you know, the young guys like Gabe, like we're trying to keep him as busy as we can and somewhat follow up on his, you know, he goes to Montessori. So Michelle bought him a bunch of stuff online that, you know, he was doing in class, a couple of his workstations, which I have to learn that stuff too. Right. So
yeah,
she can teach two of us.
Yeah. So you know what, I just wanted to be a kind of a loose conversation, not that this is going to be anything serious, but how long has this been now in the role, and I guess describe your role, and how long have you been doing it for the Flames now?
Well, this is my third season.
Yeah,
third season. So you know, it's been great. I mean, it's been really neat to get close relationships, obviously, with the guys on the team. I've known them for a little bit, most of them, but just to getting to know all of our prospects that are coming up the pipeline. And, you know, I view a couple of my, as my kids now.
Yeah.
And, you know, this development role has, I'm really taken to it. It's become a big part of my life. Obviously it's my job, but it's become more of a passion than a job for me. So, it's been good. Just hopefully this pause here won't be as long, but you never know. And we can get some of these guys watch and play and finish off the season, whenever that may be.
So did you have any kind of feeling or kind of a gut instinct that you would love the job like you did?
Yeah, I've always, you do?
Yeah.
You know, you know, towards the end of my playing days, I really wanted to get back into the game. I knew what I could bring would have value. And, you know, Dallas Eakins is a close friend of mine, and I played for him in San Diego. And he brought it up to me in our year-end meetings. He's like, you know, you're going to play an important piece on a team here moving down the road with what you can bring. The value you can bring to an organization with what you experience, how you can teach young guys, you know, how to play the right way, how to prepare themselves the right way off the ice. You're going to be a very valuable piece to a team. It was the first time that ever kind of clicked into me. It's the first time anybody in a coaching position or a management position kind of ever really brought it up to me. I was like, oh, really? Huh. And, you know, and me and you know, me and Tree have been friends for, you know, over 10 years. Like, I was in Phoenix with Tree and Don. So, and I always kept a close contact with them. And throughout my off seasons, when I wasn't with the Flames, me and Tree were in contact. So, yeah, that's kind of how it played out.
Chatting with Brian McGrattan of the Flames, former Flame, current Flame. I'm going to ask this question, then I want to move on to something lighter. But somebody had reached out to me on Twitter, who is a recovering alcoholic, and said, these are hard times because it's stressful and I'm in a bad way and you can't go to a meeting right now because you can't get together. He's like, I'm just really fighting it. His message was, he says, thanks for doing the show and keeping it light. And that's if we're in any small way helping, that's then it's mission accomplished. But would you have any guidance for anybody who obviously is battling and is having a hard time trying to?
You know, it's tough. It's a tough time for everybody, you know, a tough time for everybody in the world, and especially for us that have a mental illness, right? You know, our jobs could be on the line, or we don't know what's going to happen here. You know, the stress compounds, you know, 100-fold, especially with us, because our minds play tricks on us, right? And you know, I've gotten into a schedule that's, you know, been really, really well. And it takes, I put up a tweet the other day, and it takes years for us to build schedules and plans and routines, what we have. And, you know, when we get heavy, anxious and stuff, we have outlets where we can escape to. Right now we don't, right? We don't have a meeting. We don't. You know, so, I mean, it's staying in close contact. I know it's phone calls. It could be FaceTime. It could be talking to your sponsor. I know there's online meetings that you can go into. You know, I really value, especially like, cause I travel so much, so I'm alone a lot. And, you know, I don't go on the road, and I'm not away from my family. I don't lay in my hotel room all day and sleep and all that stuff, because, you know, that can just take me to, you know, down the road. It doesn't bring you to a good place mentally. Yeah. So when I'm on the road, you know, I go on, you know, 45 minute, an hour walk each day I'm on the road. And I go and I take deep breaths, and I think about three things I'm grateful for each time I go on a walk. And it's like, and these are things I've trained myself to do.
Yeah.
And now being at home this time, this is what I do at home. I value my time. I get to spend with Gabe. We walk the dogs every day, get some fresh air, and stuff. So I really feel for the people that, you know, have struggled and are new into recovery, getting their stuff together, and then bang, this happens. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, this is a tough time. And, but you got to stay connected somehow, stay connected with the people you love, stay connected with the people that help you, reach out, talk to people, find online meetings. This stuff will pass. The tough times do pass. This is a very tough time for a lot of people. And, you know, when we get through this, then we can get back to some normalcy. It'll be better for everyone.
Good stuff. He's Brian McGrattan. Appreciate that. That's well said here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. So what, we were talking about it yesterday. What has been falling by the wayside? For some people, it's fitness. Other people, it's just been putting pants on a daily basis. They haven't bothered to put pants on in over a week. What's slid for you? What's fallen to the wayside?
It actually hasn't been my fitness. We had a bike in the basement, so I've just been hammering that thing. I've been riding it twice a day. I've been shooting pucks with Gabe in the garage. So maybe when this thing ends, they can sign me maybe to like a 20 gamer, and I can come in and just pump some guys and get the fans on.
Yeah.
My bike is in isolation, Gratz. My bike's in isolation. It's not being used whatsoever.
Your bike's in isolation.
Well, Gratz, you talked about a 20-gamer. You're probably missing those alumni skates, eh?
Yeah. You know what? I only got out to, like, three of them this year because they landed on all the times I was traveling. And then our last two or three got canceled with this pandemic coming up here. So
yeah.
Now I gotta ask you. I've seen you on Twitter, and we've talked about it as a show. Best you can. Can you sum up what you've seen so far on Tiger King?
Oh my God,
it's amazing
that show. Like it, I think. I've experienced some stuff in my life. You know, I've been around weird people. And that show is absolutely unbelievable. Like, yeah. I just, like, and you think you've seen it all, and then the next episode starts.
Yeah. I know. I'm absolutely sucked right in.
That fifth episode... Holy moly.
Yeah.
Wild. Like, yeah, that's the only word to describe that show is wild.
Are you done yet, or what do you got left?
We were going to watch it last night, but Michelle had to get up early. She's doing some of her cooking stuff on CTV today. She's doing a Skype call. So, we'll get after her later on today.
Yeah.
But
we're trying to get Kron. Kron hasn't seen any yet. We're trying to get him on board.
I think Kron would fit in on that show.
you know what? See, and that's the thing. That's what I'm scared of, right? I'm scared of realizing what lays before me, right? I'm saying, oh, well, I've done that. Oh, well, I could fit right in there. Oh, buddy, he's a good guy. Yeah, what is everybody on his case for? I mean, it would be a terrifying realization to know that show would actually just fit in very well with me. I'm scared. I'm scared to watch it.
When he was running for governor, and he was at, I don't know what event he was at, and he was giving out condoms, and he threw one at the kid, and the kid gave it to his mom, and the look on the mom's face, like, I fell off the bed. I fell off the bed. I was dying. I couldn't believe it. It's wild.
Yeah. Well, be good, Brian. Good to talk to you, man. We may check in again soon.
All right, boys. Yeah, just let me know I'm here. I'll be in
Sounds
the
good.
Running wild with Gabe here, so I'll be available anytime you need me.
Awesome. Thanks, Gratz.
All right, boys.